Blog Talk Radio.
With Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Well, I'm here in, I'm in Queens. Yep, Queens, New York City. It's 7 p.m. on my time. The sun is beginning to set. Sunrise, sunset, and it's a balmy day out. Needed to wear my short heavy jacket. That's how I could tell. Not the heaviest one, but the, yeah. So, and so our show tonight. Well, we're still going green. Although we're also going chocolate too. Well, we're going green. First to talk about Econo Green Plastics by Gigaloo. They're coming on. These are 100% recycled plastic, and these are trash bags. And so we're going to speak with Cindy to tell us about these alternative trash bags that won't sit on the land forever. And, well, originally I was supposed to have Yellow Spa calling in, but they haven't gotten back to me. So I'll figure out, I'll fill in that spot. You know me, I'll just talk it up. And then we have the chocolate. I'm a chocoholic. Chocolate. Theo Chocolate is coming out from Seattle, Washington. And they make the chocolate from the cocoa beans, and green because it's organic chocolate, and there's other things about the being green. And so I'll also tell you about a couple of shows I saw. Irena's Vow and the show 9 to 5. And so before we go first, you know, that commercial that I must have. Yes, got it all. What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies. And that's no fairy tale. Yes. Brownies. And you can get them at brownies.com. I don't know if they sell them in the stores. I'm not sure, but at least you can go online and get them as opposed to on a line and get them online. Now we have that whole meaning, you know, like when you go to the movies, are you online? Okay, so let's begin, of course. Well, now we're going to start to go green. Cindy, you're on the air.
I am. Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, just fine. So, tell us about these plastic bags. Why are they different from all other bags?
Because they're affordable. Econo Green, our new line of 100% oxo-degradable plastic bags. We're just launching them into the market now with a platform that consumers can finally choose to go green without paying a premium for them. So we're offering a cost to retailers, allowing them to pass that on to consumers. So when they walk into retail shelves and look at which bags they want to buy, they can get a bag that is not only strong for the application they're looking for, but also affordable at the same price, if not cheaper, than comparable bags sitting on the shelf already.
Now, so like, so how are they different? What are they made of? Or, you know, I have the bag in front of me.
What makes them green?
What I have to tell you, like, I expected some different material. And I opened up and I put the bin bag in my garbage. I'm going, I don't know, feels like plastic to me. And I guess it is.
It operates just the same as your traditional plastic bag. It's Merle, right?
Yeah, Merle.
It operates just the same as your traditional plastic bag, and just like you can attest because you have the bags there in front of you. It's just as strong, works just as good. What makes them different, from the beginning of the process, we use 100% recycled both post-consumer and pre-consumer materials. So,
what's that mean?
We're post-consumer and pre-consumer means plastics that have been used in the house and recycled, or pre-consumer, which means maybe excess cuts from other plastic materials that are being made that haven't been used and recycled, but just made back into plastic pellets. So we use 100% recycled materials, which saves the energy to produce new polyethylene, which is virgin plastic on the front end. And then through our partnership, we add an additive called Adiflex, which also makes our bags oxo-degradable, which is very confusing for a lot of people. Oxo-degradable means it uses oxygen to break down. So left into the environment, our plastic bags break down in 2 years completely into tiny microbes that are just absorbed.
So in other words, let's say if we went and looked at a landfill and saw all these plastic bags and come back 2 years later because they were all yours, we would go, ooh, look at that. They disappeared. They went into little things now.
That's a great question, Merle. A lot of people ask that question about landfills because we do have a great problem with that in the U.S. Unfortunately, there have been extensive studies done that show nothing breaks down in the landfill. I mean, that's what they were designed for. So you take all the ugly trash and you bury it down beneath the earth, and even a piece of bread or a pickle or a newspaper, you dig it up 20 years from now and it'll still be there. The same with our bags. There really hasn't been anything designed except for a hydrodegradable garbage bag that when it gets wet will actually break down in a landfill. The reason that we chose not to go with that technology is, one, it also breaks down if it gets wet in your house, which could leave a big mess for you. And those competitive bags are cornstarch-based, which contaminates the recycling stream. And we promote, obviously, recycling because we want consumers to recycle to keep up the wealth of recycled materials for us to hold the cost down.
So now, how are they different from, you know, when you're recycling, like, you know, those blue bags and stuff like that?
Right.
How are they different from those kind of bags?
Well, even in a landfill, if they're on the surface where they're getting to air, to oxygen, they will break down. And they will break down totally in 2 years if they're not completely buried. If you look, you can look on the Internet or all kinds of studies of plastic bags, grocery bags, or trash bags, lawn trash that people just leave out in the environment that end up in our oceans and our streams, kill wildlife. So we don't have the perfect solution. We're working on it. This is just the beginning of our venture into green, environmentally friendly plastics. we hope to come up with a solution for landfills, but the reason we feel that we are green is, one, we save the energy on the front end. There's a big push for using recycled materials to produce plastics in the U.S. and North America, even a stronger push in Canada and Europe already. And two, our little part to help, if the plastic is left in the environment, it will break down and not stay there for thousands of years.
Wow, that's good to know. Have you ever been on top of a landfill?
I've driven by a couple. I've never been on top of one.
I have.
Oh, wow.
I do. I've done all kinds of work, and there was one in this job that I had, and what we had to do is, like, when they fill a landfill, when they have to put, like, layers of, first they put plastic, and then they put, I guess it's dirt, or I forgot even what it is, like, my, you know, it's been a while since I did it, and then we had to find, make sure that it was packed down solid enough. And
right.
So I actually have to go to the top of these landfills and with a machine and take, you know, like a core or something to see that it was correctly done.
Mike Rowe should do a series on that, Dirtiest Jobs.
Yeah, I mean, it was a job. I hated the thing about the job. Well, but I'm lugging this 50-pound thing around all over the place. And actually, the part I hated about this is, like, you know, they would send me off to this landfill and, you know, and not knowing what I'm doing. They turn around and say, he'll tell you what to do. And I keep asking, why am I doing this? What does it mean? And the guy would always keep saying the same thing. Don't ask questions, just do it. Don't ask questions, just do it. You know, and I wanted to know what I was doing exactly, you know, but hated that. I hate when that happens.
Yeah, absolutely. You always want to understand what you're doing, right?
Yeah. But with what they do with the landfills, I don't know if you see them, because they have these pipes coming from, because you have to, you know, gas has to come out from all this stuff. Just like gas comes out of our body, gas has to come out from
right.
all this other waste as well. But I also, and by the way, I also saw something about a 1-year subscription to something.
A 1-year subscription to Extreme How To magazine?
Is that what it was?
How To is a partner of ours.
Oh,
and,
okay. Yeah. And what is that? Yeah.
Extreme How To is a do-it-yourselfer enthusiast magazine. It's sold in various retailers, and also you can do it through mail subscription. We advertise with them a lot, and as we launched Econo Green in the contractor bags, they partnered with us to put a subscription card for actually the first 50,000 consumers to get a free subscription to Extreme How To magazine.
Oh, okay. Because I went into the box, I'm going, I don't see it. Is this like Cracker Jacks where you got to turn it upside down?
It is. It's in there. It's folded up in those bags. You got to use them all. It's in there. For you, Merle, I bet you I could get you one, though.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I don't know how much I'll do on my own. I'm going over to Home Depot tomorrow and just, you know, I'm going to ask them to do some work in my house. Cause, you know. Although, I also want to comment, I haven't, before we get into your other products, let's complete this. I don't want to go off on a tangent, which I tend to do. All right, so what are all the types of bags that you have?
Across all applications, we have the tall kitchen bags, the 13-gallon. We have a large trash bag for bigger jobs. We have a lawn and leaf bag, a clear bag for working in the yard. And we have the contractor bags that you see there. And we are also working with an automotive retail partner to put the technology into a garage automotive bag to sell on their shelves.
Oh.
And we also produce our plastics in a paint drop cloth.
In a paint drop cloth?
Right. So you can buy the rolled plastic to put in your house or on your floors when you're painting to protect your furniture.
Oh.
We do that in EconoGreen Plastics.
That's fabulous, I think, if I want to paint my house. And I think I'll get someone else to do the painting. However, okay, what a way to get into this. How do we segment into the fact of about the rest of the Jigaloo and the other products that you
right,
have?
Right, right. Jigaloo is our, I hopefully you've received your box of products already because I want you to try them all, but if not, we've sent you some.
The Jigaloos I didn't get. I just got the trash bag.
Oh, okay. Well, you're going to be getting the rest of them hopefully tomorrow. If not, we'll have
goody,
them on
goody.
Monday.
Yeah. I know which one I want.
We've sent you Jigaloo. It jiggles and loosens. It's our silicone-based hardware lubricant. You compare it to a hardware lubricant like WD-40. We're the only one in the market that has no petroleum distillates, which is nasty petroleum, bad for the environment. We don't have that. We're silicone-based, so we're also a water repellent. When you get it, you need to try and spray it on the top of your ceiling fans if you have ceiling fans in your house. After you dust them off, and it'll repel that dust from sitting on your ceiling fan blades anymore.
I'm so happy because I can't getting up there to clean, even with the vacuums and whatever. You know what the hardest part about doing a ceiling fan is? Trying to take another stick or something to hold to make the fan not go.
Oh,
you,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
Oh, wait. Oh, I just got. Oh, now it turned again. Oh, when is the other one? And you know, I mean, you can, it's not like you know you can stop it. You know, like there's motor and there's just you know manual.
Well, we say you can now take your lubricant from the garage into the house. So, all kinds of applications that you'll have to try when you get it. And then a product we launched about almost a year ago now, a little less than a year ago, is Gigapatch. It's a wall repair kit in a can, so three elements. It's aerosol spackling. The cap is a putty knife, and then we've incorporated a small washable reusable sanding disc. So
if you've ever puttied
a hole, it has a tendency to dry out if you don't close the lid good. Well, with Gigapatch, it's contained in the aerosol format, so you don't have to worry about that anymore. You get done with a quick hole, you wash it up with warm water, put it under the sink, and it's ready for the next time you want to move a picture or anything. Great for students, household dorms, apartments, getting your apartment ready to move out of.
Right.
Yeah, and then we've also included...
So is it great for, like, when you have those little long cracks?
Absolutely. Anything that's less than a diameter of a quarter. It's meant for small jobs. And if you have a long crack, you can spray it along the crack, give it about 2 minutes to sit up, and just spread it, and go back and sand it, and it's ready to paint. It's okay. Just liquid gypsum in a can.
Okay. For those of you who just joined in, yes, I hear you. You're hearing us talking about lubricants, holes, and cracks. No. Get your mind out of the gutter. We're talking about stuff that's has to do about going green. Okay, let's get back to this. Because I know my listeners are going, what? Holes, cracks, lubricants? No. And you don't use that lubricant for that? No.
Absolutely
okay.
Not.
Okay.
No pure romance here.
Yeah. Anyway, so now how did you, like, discover all this stuff?
Well, our company vision is to bring products to the consumer that are simple, fun, easy to use, make someone's a little part of someone's everyday life easier. So as we maintain that vision and we go around partnering with retailers, we look for opportunities for products. We've met a lot of people bring products to us on a daily basis. There's a lot of people we say, hey, that's not innovative. That doesn't fit our brand, and a lot of people, for example, we mailed you our newest product, GigaClean, which is a waterless, ragless hand cleaner. So it's the first hand cleaner ever on the market that you can be outdoors, have no access to water, don't have to use water, which is a valuable resource for being environmental. You have no access to water, nothing to wipe your hands off with. You can put GigaClean, which comes out like shaving cream in your hands, a small size in your hands. Rub them together. It's latex-based, and it grabs all the dirt and grime off your hands and flakes it off onto the ground in degradable flakes. They're safe for the environment. Your hands are left feeling soft. They're clean. You don't have all that dirt and grime on them anymore, and you don't need a paper towel or anything to wipe them off because you don't have a greasy residue on them.
Wow.
So,
But this is just so people understand, this is not like, you know, you just got your hands dirty from whatever. This is not like, you know, you need to, like, rinse your hand. This is, your hands are dirty.
Yeah, this is dirty, dirty. I live in the South, and my husband is a pig cooker man, and he gets his hands dirty, greasy, grimy, and he pulls GigaClean out and uses it to clean his hands. Doesn't have to run inside to use the water or turn the hose on outside and worry about wiping them off on his shirt. It's a simple solution for dirty hands, which is what our vision is, and hopefully you're going to see a lot more products from us in the upcoming years.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll go to an automotive place or something and have it tested out.
Well, it's on Advanced Auto Parts stores. There are 3,300 stores on their shelves now, and a lot of automotive consumers are loving it because they're buying a lot of it.
Now, in terms of buying the plastic bags, where can you get them right now? Or
they've just came out of production, and we're just working with retailers to get it put on the shelves in the fall going into next spring, because a lot of retailers have already been through the reviews of their categories to have products on the shelves for their consumers this spring, and it's hard for them to change and put new things in the middle of a season. So what we did is we made them available on econogreen.com. You can actually hit a buy now button either from econogreen.com or jigaloo.com, and they'll be shipped right to your door. You can buy them. We also have a lot of we support independent hardware, the small mom and pops. A lot of mom and pop stores across the country already have econogreen, but there's so many of them in so many different states, it's kind of hard to list them.
Oh, sure. Oh, I'm going to come up with ideas, which I always do. I'll come up with some ideas of places. Now, I'm sure you're going to hit places like Stop and Shop and the major stores, right?
Absolutely. We're going to make them available to everyone. We've got a lot of great partnerships with the products we have now on the shelves. Most of the whole Jigaloo line can be found at Advanced Auto Parts and Home Depot, Ace stores. So we're going to continue to partner.
Oh, cool. So when I go to Home Depot, I'll see them, huh?
Hopefully you'll see the bag there soon. You can see the rest of the line there.
Yeah, I'm going to, when I go over to Home Depot tomorrow, I'm going to just kind of ask and just see, you know, if they have them there. And I'll say, what do you mean you don't have it? And I'll say, you know, you need to order it.
Thanks, Merle.
I just happen to have the website that you could order it from. Because I'll tell them they have to do that because they were there. They were at the Go Green.
Right.
You know, if they're going to be at the Go Green Expo, cough it up, you know. You got to do it.
Well, you've got some there, so you definitely need to be using them in your office and your home.
Oh, yeah, I definitely will. I have some other ideas as well. I'm going to be going on a cruise at the end of the year, and this particular cruise, they're doing things like that have to do with, you know, the environment and going green and stuff. So I'm going to talk to them about, I have some products they may want to have on the ship, to use on the ship.
Well, we certainly appreciate your support.
Yeah, this is, I'll certainly, you know, I'm certainly going to get back as far as talking about the other products when I get them and trying them out. I mean, I have this whole thing, it's like, in terms of, like, spackling that I'll never get it done. Oh, I got this and that. But this sounds like I might actually, you know, fill in the cracks.
Until we launched this product, I had never filled the hole, and now I spackle for everybody. I love it. It makes it fun.
Yeah. So I have. You can have people, when they want to do their homes, and this is a great gift. Do a gift package.
Absolutely.
A gift basket.
Absolutely.
People who are doing stuff for their home, and they'll go, "Ooh, look what you got me! Ooh, you're so smart." So, and by the way, just in case, this same plastic, you can't put it over your head. It's still gonna make you die.
Absolutely not. It's still plastic.
It's still plastic. So
just recycled plastic.
Right. So it's just don't think about it. Don't try it at home.
Unless you put it in your garbage can or use it for trash.
That's right. That's all. Which, I'm wanting to put a note on when I throw out the garbage tomorrow. To put a note saying this is going to disintegrate eventually. Put it in another part of the landfill.
Yeah, you'll have to let me know if you get any feedback on that.
Yeah. I don't think the sanitation guys are going to give a shit. They'll just come by and just grab it. They'll say, "I don't know, I'm not going to read no note. I ain't got no time to read a note." So, anyway, well, I appreciate your coming on and telling us about all of this. And as I said, I'm going to, I'll follow up with regarding the other products.
Sounds good. I appreciate you giving us the time, Merle.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's not a matter of even if you're not really going with I have to do everything to go green and it's going to cost me. I mean, it does. If you're going to get garbage bags anyway, you might as well get ones that are going to do this.
Absolutely.
And as far as and I assume in terms of the heaviness of the bags, they're just as heavy as the bags. Normally get.
The
so.
Thickness is comparable to exactly what's on the shelves now. Very strong bags.
Okay. Again, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. If there's anything I can do for you, let me know.
I certainly will, and I'll get the word out for you.
Thanks, Merle.
Okay. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Yes, so you can either go to Econo Green, ECONO Green, or you can go to main website, Jigaloo, JIG-A-LOO. Go to jigaloo.com to find out all about these plastics. So, let's see. I'm going to do a music break here. I believe tomorrow... No. Yesterday I missed it. That's what it was. Charles Aznavour was in town. I guess he's doing his farewell tour. And one of his famous songs that he sang was a song called She.
She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song the summer sings, maybe the chill the autumn brings, maybe 100 different things within the measure of a day. She may be the beauty or the beast, may be the famine or the feast, may turn each day into a heaven or a hell. She may be the mirror of my dreams, a smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell. private and so proud. No one's allowed to see them when they cry. She may be the love that cannot hope to last, may come to me from shadows of the past that I remember till the day I die. She may be the reason I survive, the why and wherefore I'm alive, the what I'll care for through the rough and ready years. Me, I'll take her laughter and her tears and make them all my souvenirs. Where she goes, I've got to be. The meaning of my life is she.
That isn't Charles Aznavour singing it. That's from the movie Notting Hill. And so, okay, so let's see to tell you what's doing. I went to see two shows on Wednesday. One wasn't enough. It was a long day for me. Oh, that's yesterday. It was Wednesday. That's how long it was. Okay. So I went to see Irena's Vow. And I think it's Irena's Vow. I'm not sure. It looks like, well, I-R-E-N-A. Anyway, and starring Tova Felcher. Very, very dramatic, as we say in Yiddish, a pish mit die Augen, which translated into English is pee out of the eyes. I don't know. I don't know who makes up all these Yiddish terminology. I've got to tell you, it's hysterical when it's translated. And the story is about a woman who, Polish, Catholic, who during the Holocaust housed 12 Jews. And I think there was a movie on TV about this, and I saw the movie first, and I was curious as to if it was the same thing, you know. And there was definitely a lot more in the movie, just in case if you're wondering, because in the movie version you can see her talking about her and getting getting babies, and the parents, the mothers would be giving up their babies, and they would find homes for the babies, and but that wasn't part of this show. So if you're in New York City and you want to see a good drama, this is definitely one to see. They have I'm not sure if they do this at every show, but possibly maybe they just do this on Wednesday afternoons. They do a Q&A afterwards. There was a woman there. I didn't get the book yet. So a woman there, I believe it's the Irena, the person who actually, whatever, that did this. It's her daughter who wrote a book. So she was at the show, and they did this Q&A afterwards. Well, from there, I went to Ripley's Believe It or Else Museum. Yeah, no, it's Believe It or Not. I know. And weird shit. that's the best way I can put this. I'm reviewing it. It's, you know, in two words. I mean, I'll kind of list what was there, but that's, you know, that's kind of what it is. And it's like, it's a pretty big museum. It's a couple of floors, and what you're doing is you keep, like, going from when you think it's ended, you just walk in, there's another room of stuff to look at. And then they have, they do a sideshow outdoors. And this guy was like putting a nail into his nose, little thing, swallowing a balloon. What the hell, you know? Very touristy. I've never seen any of the other Ripley's museums. Heck, this is one of the things to do when you're here in the Big Apple. Okay, and now, so from there, I had dinner. All right, Barbara, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I got to tell you about this dinner. I'm going to have the chef come on the show, but I'm just some basic thing. So what I went to, I was the show that I went to see in the evening, yes, another show, I went to see 9 to 5, and 9 to 5 is playing at the Marriott Marquis. I mean, it's the Marriott Marquis Hotel has a theater called the Marquis. And so that's where I saw it. And so I decided to have dinner there. And that particular Marriott has a number of restaurants, but the one that people most go to is the one called The View. And it's called that because it's on the 47th floor of the hotel, and it rotates, not quickly, very slowly rotates. The idea was to see whether the food value, I mean, fit, you know, going up there. I wouldn't say, I mean, it's not cheap, but it's not horribly expensive. I mean, they have, I believe it was a three-course pre-theater menu. I think it was like $69 a person. And you're going, what? But I have to say that the food is very, very gourmet. Not as an Edie gourmet, but the food is very gourmet. So it was, and you can relax. But we'll get into that once I have the chef on, and then I will. Okay. Then I'll describe what I ate, because, oh, God, I have leftovers. I had to take it home. Come home, yes. So 9 to 5, and speaking of The View, Barbara Walters was sitting in the audience. How perfect. Tonight is actually opening night, which I don't get to go to because I'm not on the A-list. And so but I understand that tonight, the trio, Dolly Parton, what's her face? Dolly Parton, yes, you can figure it out. That the trio that was there of them, Fonda, Jane Fonda, right? Oh God, I'm picturing the woman, and I can't. Well, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. They're supposed to be there tonight to greet people. They're going to run down the aisle or something like that. Now, the show itself. Okay, so let's get to the show. I really can't tell how people would react if they've never saw the movie. It's hard to tell. I was kind of looking at it as, does it go along with the movie? Does it fit? You know, are they? Is it all the same kind of things? You know, And it pretty much did. It pretty much went where the movie went. A couple of little changes, not. But in terms of the show as a whole, great music. I love the music. I believe Dolly Parton wrote it all. And of course, you'll recognize 9 to 5. And the sets were great. They did some very interesting things with the sets using the traps on the stage traps. And also, I guess that this now seems to be a trend of using, I don't know what you would call it, like multimedia, like movie-like in the background to add to the sets. And that was pretty good. Choreography was great. The stars. Okay. The stars of the show. Let me get my little piece of paper here. Oh, that's Irina's vow. My playbill. Okay, and this is the 9 to 5. It's so great. You're doing everything from your house. Okay, the stars. The one who played Dolly Parton's part. Megan Hilty is the one who played her part. Didn't look like Dolly Parton. Had some resemblance in terms of, there definitely was enough emphasis on her tits in the show itself. But the woman who did this part, but Megan Hilty, yes, she got the voice down. At times, if you turned your head, if you didn't watch, it would sound pretty much like Dolly Parton singing. Then you had, Allison Janney. Allison Janney. You know, I kept looking at her, and I was trying to remember, like, what I know her most from. And let's see. I'm looking at the PR piece. No, it doesn't say. I think it's from West Wing. I think I know her most from. That's the most familiarity, even though. I mean, she starred in a lot of other things. I'm trying to think. I'll get it. And I could picture the woman. Okay. And I'll think of it maybe during a break. And Stephanie Block is the person who did the Jane Fonda type role. Everybody did a wonderful job. What I liked most about the show was that it was a bona fide musical comedy. All the things that you expect. In terms of the choreography, there weren't, like, it was a lot of movement type things versus, like, something you could walk away with thinking, oh, I remember that number because of the way they danced. You get what I mean? Because there was a lot of the choreography was the movement of the sets. In the office, that kind of thing. There wasn't anything I could say that negative about the show at all. Definitely go see it. Oh, by all means, very, you know, up entertaining kind of thing. Hi. Yeah. 9 to 5, the musical. Oh, the guy that played the, that asshole boss. Who played the asshole boss? The one who played the asshole boss was Mark. Mark Kudish. I don't remember him. I mean, I'm so bad though. You know, I mean, I'm so bad with them. Like, if I don't like, you know, like Barbara Walters, I could recognize what I mean. But they all, and I guess people who are like theater bugs would probably know who all these people are, you know. But so that was what I did. And if you just tuned in, I was just talking about the shows that I saw yesterday, and I refrained from describing all the food that I had, but that will be another time. So I'm going to take another break here. Let's see, which one am I going to do? Here's one.
You got away with me.
from the movie Notting Hill. I know. I just, like, love that, the show. Well, we got a new... I think we have a new sponsor. Okay. Do you know that 9 out of 10 people who are constipated don't give a shit? Or perhaps they should, as over the years, the walls of your intestines tend to be caked on, not with just burgers and fries, but foods with all those additives and preservatives causing disease, damage to your immunity system, and lack of energy. I know that daily recommended supply of eating 31 fruits and vegetables can be a hard concept to swallow. But not anymore thanks to Celnique, delicious organic drinks in 5 flavors, vanilla citrus, tropical fruit, apple, pomegranate, and cucucha tea. Sweetened with agave, there are no added sugars. And a 12-ounce bottle ranges from 84 to only 127 calories. So take the 21-day challenge by following the 4 daily steps to cellular fitness. Nourish, cleanse, alkalinize, and live consciously. What was it just doing? Hey, would somebody bring me a bottle of that Celnique, please? Yes, and you can get Celnique on www.cel-nique, N-I-Q-U-E, as in like unique, but Celnique.com. I understand they have them being sold at health food stores. And I have to tell you, they are really, really quite tasty. I think I'm on day 5 of the 21-day challenge. And so, let's see. I have to find, of course, you know, people are always sending me emails. Is this the one? No, this can't be. This is attachment. Why does it say, this one says Aretha Franklin? No, this is probably not. Okay, it's something that looks like that's not going to be read. That's probably on. Okay, here's one. Meet Marvin? Let's see what Meet Marvin says here. Okay, let's see. It says here, Meet Marvin, Men's Answer to Maxine. Men Strike Back. Okay. How many men does it take to open a beer? None. It should be open when she brings it. Okay. Why is a laundromat a really bad place to pick up a woman? Because a woman can't even afford a washing machine. Because a woman who can't even afford a washing machine will probably never be able to support you. I don't think this is not funny. Okay. Here's one. It says, old woman. Okay. I did read this before, I think. Aging Mildred was a 93-year-old woman who was particularly despondent over the recent death of her husband, Earl. She decided that she would just kill herself and join him in death. Thinking that it would be best to get it over with quickly, she took out Earl's old army pistol and made the decision to shoot herself in the heart, since it was so badly broken in the first place. Not wanting to miss the vital organ and become a vegetable and burden someone, she called a doctor's office to inquire as to just exactly where the heart would be on a woman. The doctor said, your heart would be just below your left breast. Later that night, Mildred was admitted to the hospital with a gunshot wound to her knee. Yes. Okay. okay. Well, I mean, that was cute. What was this one? Let's see. It says funny. Okay. Oh, it's a YouTube thing. Okay, so we can't do that. People send me YouTube things. I can't do that on the air because you don't get to see it. You just get to hear. I guess we'll have to get some more of funny stuff. And by the way, the question of the day is if an Orthodox rabbi contracts swine flu, is he breaking the kosher law? I think so. There's an update. An update regarding the famed jersey, Andrew Douglas's jersey. Barbara, you'll love this. Okay. It looks like Andrew might be off to Newark, where they're housing all the stuff from the Sports Museum of America, where they told her today to get it for them to give it to her back. That's, you know, yeah, it was on loan. We loaned it to them for her to get it back. They wanted to charge us $250. Well, we basically said fuck you to this. And what happened is that I called 7 on your side. I had to do this. This is so ridiculous. And I think at this point, the guy who I spoke with had probably set it up to actually get Andrew to come out to Newark, and we were going to get the jersey right then and there. I'm not sure if we did. I'm waiting to hear from Andrea if she did go today as to whether she got the jersey. And if so, you're going to see the whole story on the news on 7 on your side. That was cheap. They wanted $1,500 from some people too. So, well, I'm waiting for our next call and to talk about chocolate. So, in the meantime, here's another spot.
Thank you for calling JetBlue. May I help you?
My cousin was telling me you guys have extra leg room.
Uh-huh. We have extra leg room as compared to a normal coach seat.
Okay. If I don't have an extra leg, can I use that room for something else?
No. That is not what the extra leg implies. We took out one whole row of seats, and that gave the rest of those rows a couple of extra inches of leg room.
Ah.
I understand what you mean. The words extra leg imply that, but it has nothing to do with having an extra leg.
I'm a pretty literal person.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be taking it very literally.
I guess a little too literally.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I think that's it. You've been pretty helpful.
Thanks for calling JetBlue.
Dear traveler, stretch out. We now have the most legroom in coach. Visit us at JetBlue.com. Sincerely, JetBlue, based on average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines.
I love that commercial. Lily Tomlin, that's who I was. I couldn't think of the name. That's the other person from 9 to 5. I don't know, it's funny, I kept thinking L kept on going into my head. I didn't have my Selnique today yet. I'm going to have it after with dinner. One of the discussions we had, if you want to listen to the radio show when we interviewed the person from Selnique, is when you're eating, you shouldn't combine, and I've heard this enough times, like you can have a protein with a vegetable or a protein with a starch, but you can't have like all three. You can have a starch in a vegetable. But I think that's one of the issues at hand when in terms of the digestive process and also metabolism wise when it breaks down. So the great thing about this thing with the Celnique is that I find that in case I don't feel like cooking up my fruits and vegetables, like cooking up my fruits and vegetables, if I don't have, want to do that, a bottle of that, I'll have that like a couple of hours either before or after a meal if I'm happening to be doing a starch and protein. I looked online and they sell for about $3.99 to $5.99 a bottle. I don't know. I think that's kind of average for when you're getting drinks like this. I mean, if you think about what you would pay when you're getting those places where you get the, like the fruit or the vegetable juices that that they make right on the spot. So this winds up being definitely a lot less, better for you. So definitely worth it. I mean, you're not having one a day is kind of enough. That's kind of enough. And again, I'm waiting for Godot. No, I'm waiting for the guy from Theo. What now? What was his name? I didn't write this in my description. So let's see. I know his last name is Finney. Wait, let's look to see. T-H-E-O. There's one thing I love this about when you go to your email and you just put this in like that little search thing that Joe. There we go. Yes, Joe Winnie. Yes. He should be calling in quite soon. Hey, Joe Winnie. What do you know? And so while we're waiting, okay. I like to look like, what do I got? Looking for another one of the, from that. I can't help it. I like it. I did Ain't No Sunshine, didn't I? I did that. Here we go. One thing about that the movie about Notting Hill is that they really had some great songs in there. I'm so glad I got the CD. Anyway, so again, still waiting. Well, I'll tell you what this is anyway. Theo Chocolates. Chocolate. They're made in Seattle. And they do it from scratch, meaning another company. I wish I could invest in scratch, you know? And, well, meaning that they start from the cocoa beans. So, as opposed to bulk, what I call bulk chocolate. In other words, let's say, for instance, if you go to a place that makes chocolate, doesn't mean that they make it from the cocoa beans. You're getting the bulk chocolate from another company. And they're either just using that particular chocolate, or they may take a few different chocolates and melt it down, temper it, and mold it for their own chocolates. So this is one of, there are not very many, especially in the United States, there are not very many companies that start from the cocoa beans. And this is one of the companies. And it looks like all of their chocolates, I think all of them, let's see. Now, this one doesn't say organic. Well, most of them say organic. I think they're all organic, but they're not. That's why we'll have to, when he comes on, we'll see whether they are. But I'm sitting here with a whole shitload of chocolate bars. I'm going to have to save some of the chocolate for when I go to Provincetown. Yeah, I'll do my best. I will. No, I'll do my best. I mean, honest to God, if I eat all this chocolate by myself before I get to P-Town, that 15 pounds that I lost will be back, and I don't want to do that. So I'm just going to have, like, a little bit at a time. Yeah. Just like a little bit of the brownies. Let's see if I can make those brownies last also. Oh, God. Trying to be good. Well, at least I stopped having, other stuff. Yeah, you know. I must be tired today. You know. The diet food. The nutrient system, that's it. See, I know this is what happens if I don't have the cell knee, because it's horrible. I'm gonna make sure I have. I think I'm gonna have it before my meal. Because the nutrient system. I lost the weight, but all those additives and preservatives. Oh, by the way, I have I'm getting some good photos. I'm putting them on my blog site. In case if you want to go to the blog site, or if you want to, I'm sure it shows this up there. But my website itself is merleswhirls.com. MERLES, as in Sam. WHIRLS, as in Sam, .com. If you go to Merle's World, you can get all the links to my YouTube and my blog site. And, I need to do more YouTube stuff. I know. But you can see me doing 3 scenes from The Wizard of Oz. Yes, 3, not 1, but 3 scenes from The Wizard of Oz. And it's much better doing it on YouTube than trying to do that on the radio. I have to admit that. So I'm also waiting to see, to find out if I'm going to see Yanni tomorrow. If there's any tickets left, I'm going to do last minute on goldstar.com. Goldstar.com is offering half price tickets to Yanni. That's one of the events, and that in New York. And goldstar.com, if you haven't heard them when they were on the radio show, is not just New York. It's all over the country, and you can find out. And I guess it's like the major cities, and you've got all kinds of events on there. As a matter of fact, isn't it interesting enough that you can, in one of the events, is the New York Sharks. Yes, you can get the tickets for the New York Sharks if you go on goldstar.com. And as an incentive, if you do that for Gold Star, I have forked over some free tickets to the event. So anybody who wants to come to the game in New York and do it through Gold Star, the tickets are free, and I guess you just pay the fee, a small fee, to goldstar.com, and all of the other, most of the other items that they have, the events, are half price, which is great because but they're not all plays. Some of you get to see plays too. But they're half price events. Really cool. Really great. I'm gonna, let you know. Even Ripley's. Ripley's was one that I had gotten through goldstar.com. And I don't know what happened with Joe. I don't know. Yeah, sometimes the problem is that when I'm saying what time that I'm on, that they may not be clear. You know, I hope he realized it was 5 o'clock on his time. Let's see, Joe. Let's see if I can. Well, let's see, J O P. Let's see. I probably should have just, tried calling him on my cell phone, Joe Winnie, on my cell phone. Wow. I was just looking to see if I had his phone number on here. And I don't. Now, how come I don't? That's the only one I had? Nope. I'm looking on here. Don't got the phone number. I guess because we confirmed it, I figured I didn't have to call him. So, I don't got nothing else to say. Tell you the truth, and I don't want to go into describing all this chocolate. It's not fair. Especially all these flavors. Including coconut curry. Yeah, coconut curry. But the one that which will be my favorite here, is the Nib. It says Nib Brittle. Now, I'm not sure. Wait, okay. I'm going to open up the Nib Brittle. It's dark chocolate, 70% cocoa. Let's see. Okay. little piece. See, the way you eat chocolate, you gotta first chew and then suck it. Just let it melt. There are little tiny nibs in them, which means, and the nibs are as if you're having just roasted cocoa beans. This is so good. Well, I'm going to end the show a little early, since this is not going to be happening. We'll try for next week again. I'm not sure what I'm doing next week. And who knows where I'm going, what I'm doing. There's always more products to talk about. And so, I'm going to leave you. And tune in next week for whatever the hell I decide to do. Maybe Yellow Spa will call in, since they were supposed to. Maybe Theo Chocolate will call in. You just never know. So, until next week or the next show, have a great evening, day, whatever you're having. Bye.